Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the G and Ursula Show on this Monday morning. This hour of our show is brought to you by your local Carrier heating and air conditioning dealers. The cure cannot be worse than the disease. That message today from Republican lawmakers, many of whom are raising concerns about the governor's new restrictions. And one of them is joining us on the G and Ursula Show right now. He is Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler. Good morning, Senator.
Great to be with you both.
Thank you so much for joining us. So talk to us about your concerns with what was announced yesterday.
Well, of course, we look at seeing perhaps 100,000 people unemployed during the holidays, businesses that are on the edge right now, quite likely failing. And the input from the industry was largely ignored about how they might operate more safely. This isn't the way to take care of these men and women at the holidays with a layoff and a vague promise of grants or loans.
What, Senator, in your opinion, what can be done outside of what the governor just did? What do you think could be done instead of these this shutdown?
Well, I think that's a great question. The industry leaders have said they felt there were ways to modify the current rules that they could live with and enhance safety, which we all want. But it was basically my way or the highway, and that's really a shame to treat 100,000 employees in those businesses that way.
Right now, as we have cases continue to go up throughout the country and throughout here, let's just say that, you know, the governor reinstates things going forward. Do you feel like the changes that some of these leaders could make could be enough to keep this pandemic from increasing?
Well, they care about their friends and neighbors as well. Their customers are their friends and their neighbors across our state. They certainly care and are willing to work with them, but they can't have Thanksgiving or Christmas on vague promises.
Okay, I just need to get a few more details. So what are you specifically saying should be done differently? You're saying that the restaurants should be able to continue to operate at a lower capacity with indoor seating? Or what specifically are you asking for?
I think they had many ideas, I believe, of how they could modify their operations for better safety. And we can all do better. That would have been the way to go. We see a whole lot of things going on out there, and they just aren't good for our state's economy and for those workers.
Okay. I'm going to just, again, try to get to specifics. So you are among those calling for a special session. What could be accomplished in a special session?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because in a special session, we could do the sort of things we did last year. At the end of session last year, we appropriated money for public health and to try and hold down unemployment insurance costs. It was a unanimous vote in both chambers. No political game, just get in and help people. Since then, we've seen over $2 billion appropriated by one person. Not your elected legislators, not elected legislators anywhere else in the state. One person made every appropriation decision, mm-hmm. not those that were elected from your legislative districts.
I hear you. So I know that your counterpart in the House, J.T. Wilcox, was, I think he was pretty specific in saying he doesn't necessarily disagree with what the governor has called for, but it's just wanting to make sure now also that there is some way to help these businesses that are going to be impacted. And that would hopefully be figured out in a legislative session.
Sure. I'm not certain we had to go this far, but if we got into session now, we could make smart decisions. There are no limits on good ideas to blue or red districts.
Sure.
We could do it. In fact, the Senate is basically ready to go with a hybrid virtual session now that we could be in doing the people's work rather than standing on the sidelines.
Do you? One of the things that's been admitted, right, is that these cases continue to rise, not because of really the businesses, but because of what we are doing inside of our homes. We are having big gatherings, and this that's been talked about. In your opinion, outside of maybe calling this special legislation, what can we do here in the state of Washington to kind of get on top of this? Because we have been dealing with this pandemic for almost 9 months. What can we do differently, in your opinion, now to get on top of this?
Well, I think there's areas that we really haven't touched on. For example, vanpooling and carpooling that's gone on certainly is a risky behavior. We haven't necessarily communicated as effectively as we could in every county, every part of the state. So, and we can always do better. Every employer knows, well, we could do better in this area, that area, and things like carpooling and vanpooling that are incredibly risky probably need to stop.
Mm. Now, given the latest information from the governor and the latest instructions or you know what the new restrictions rather, there are some people, and I would say that many of them are within the Republican Party, but also some conservative talk hosts who are saying, who are urging people to resist the latest lockdowns. Would you be among those who would be calling for that?
No, I believe that people should practice personal responsibility, and that's not consistent.
Mark, we appreciate your time. One quick other question. So you have called for this special session. I think it makes sense to me personally. So Governor Inslee, has he responded in terms of having a special session?
You know, he has been adamantly against it since June when we first realized what a huge budget challenge we had, not to mention our economy and COVID. He has steadfastly refused to work with anybody.
Senator, before you go, I just, it feels like, and I just want to say that Governor Jay Inslee, he isn't perfect, but I do believe that as of right now, he and like all other governors are probably doing the best that they can for their state. But the one thing that has been consistent is it feels and seems as if everyone has this idea of what the governor should not be doing, and there doesn't seem to be an alternative plan on what we should be doing to keep this pandemic or keep this COVID cases from continuing to increase. So are you saying that you and other Republican leaders in this state have a plan to help us keep these cases from increasing?
Well, certainly we're ready to work in cooperation on that. We have to remember that though, people with good ideas are not just blue state governors. There's red state governors that can contribute, members that can contribute. But just saying no really doesn't help bring us together as a state.
What's that one plan that you have?
Well, I don't think there's one plan. There's a lot of pieces that can go into making this work well. There is no one silver bullet. There's a whole lot of things that we can do.
Give me three. Give me three ideas.
Okay. Better public education. We know that the Hispanic community and other communities of color are disproportionately hit. Whatever we're doing now isn't really working. I believe carpooling, vanpooling have been a major source of the problem in much of the state. We haven't talked about that. And I don't think we have had a cooperation that we need to implement personal responsibilities.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Senator. Really appreciate you jumping on the Gene Ursa Show.
Great to be with you.
Thank you.